So there's been a change of mind in my governor of my state, about the ultrasound bill. You might remember me telling you, it was either last, I think it was last week, that our General Assembly has created, or the Republicans of the General Assembly created a bill that would require women to undergo a transvaginal ultrasound before they get an abortion. Well, lots of attention was brought to that through the national news, local news, and even I mentioned Saturday Night Live made fun of Virginia for creating this bill. Well, they've also had a lot of protests down at the State House this week for people protesting against the bill. And just this afternoon, our governor has changed his mind and said, well, among other things, he says, mandating an invasive procedure in order to give informed consent is not a proper role for the state. No person should be directed to undergo an invasive procedure by the state without their consent as a precondition to another medical procedure. Interesting change of mind there by our governor. I guess he was starting to feel all of the heat from the national press or national news and different groups who've been protesting, and I guess he saw the skit on Saturday Night Live or the news thing on Saturday Night Live. But I also think there's a excuse me, a bigger thing happening here. Our governor, Governor Bob McDonald, has they've mentioned him in the news as being a possible vice presidential candidate with one of the Republicans, depending on who gets the nomination. And he is kind of a shining star in the Republican Party because he, when he was elected, he got a lot of attention, and people see him as a possible future presidential candidate. And I'm not sure why, because he is so conservative and so forth. But I think that he was starting to realize that if I take this stance on this ultrasound and actually sign the bill, then this is going to come back to haunt me later in my political career. And I think that's why he decided to change his mind and not vote for the, or, not sign the bill. Knowing that our General Assembly this afternoon amended the bill, and the actual news article that talks about it says this. It says the Virginia House of Delegates voted Wednesday afternoon to amend a proposed bill on ultrasounds before abortions to say that no woman will have to undergo an internal ultrasound involuntarily. The revised bill says that only an external ultrasound will be required to satisfy the requirements for to determine gestational age. And then one of our state senators, Jill Holtzman, Republican, which was the bill's original sponsor in the Senate, said that she would ask that the bill to be stricken. I guess that means taken back. I just find the whole thing interesting that before they heard of all the backlash from it, they were very strong on their stance of this transvaginal ultrasound. But as soon as they get a lot of flack from the nation, people who are protesting against it and so forth, they realize, oh, maybe this isn't the best for my career, and maybe I should not, be part of this because it's going to haunt me in the future. It had nothing to do with the actual requirement that a woman go through that invasive procedure before getting an abortion. Or women's health, it didn't have anything to do with that. It was all because of the press and the attention that was brought to the issue, which, of course, is sad. Well, it's sad that they had to even do that in the first place. I signed I think it was moveon.org, or was it, I forget which petition was I signed this morning electronically to join the people in protesting this bill. And, I guess it worked. I guess all of the attention worked, and now they're going to strike the bill, and the governor's not going to sign it. Even though the bill has been amended, it may not even go any further than this. So I'm really glad to hear that. It's still embarrassing for the state of Virginia to have to even go through this kind of crap. But I was certainly glad to read that the whole thing is, you know, possibly going to go away. And that would be great. Sticking with politics for another minute here. Tonight is the 20th debate that the Republicans are going to have. I checked out the debate schedule, and like two or three in March that were scheduled have been canceled because all four of the candidates have pulled out. But they are still going to do the one tonight, and I'm debating whether I'm going to watch it or not because there's a lot of good Wednesday TV on tonight on ABC. But I already have the DVR going for all those anyway, but I may check out some of the debate. I know people are like, why are you watching it? And I'm like, because I want to see the crazy things these idiots will say. That's one thing. And I really want to see how Rick Santorum is going to respond to all of his attention that he's been given lately because he's supposedly 10 points up on Romney in Michigan and nationally. But I heard on the news tonight that even though Rick Santorum is surging against Romney, overall, any Republican that goes up against Obama loses by 8 to 10 points. That's all, you know, that's the polls show. So I think no matter who the nominee is going to be, I still feel very strongly that Obama is going to pull out another term in office. And, of course, that will make me very happy. So I'll be checking that out tonight, the debate, that is. I spoke briefly about my DVR. Well, my DVR has been filling up like crazy. I've got so much stuff to watch. And it's funny because there'll be a time when I watch, well, there'll be nothing on TV and I will watch a lot of things on my DVR and I'll get it cleaned out. But it seems like every day I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows to watch that were recorded the day before. And some things I've missed that I really wish I had recorded, like on, I think it was Monday and Tuesday, on PBS, they had, on the American Experience, they had a two-part series of the Clintons. I guess that was a good time to do it because it was President's Day on Monday. But I totally missed that, so I'm going to have to watch that on PBS on the iPad, I guess, or online, because I really wanted to see that, and I totally missed it. So I've got a ton of stuff to watch on my DVR. If I just hit the DVR button, I've got... And lots of stuff from Bravo, of course. I've got Bethany Ever After, It's a Brad World, 2 episodes of Watch What Happens Live, actually 3, Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, The Real Housewives of Orange County, Tabitha Takes Over, ooh, they're all Bravo shows, that's terrible, and then Today's News was DVR'd, so I've got a lot of stuff to watch. I'll be catching up on that for quite a while. And the last thing I want to mention is that I've been playing Words with Friends with Big Fatty, and he is absolutely killing me in Words with Friends. He first told me that he wasn't going to play with me because I cheat. Well, I guess he's cheating too because, oh my God, this guy comes up with amazing words. He gets like 75 points here and 50 points there, and I'm struggling even with cheating to get, you know, 30 points. And I'm having fun with it, but at some point I'm going to have to stop because we've played, I think, 3 games recently, and he has killed me in all 3. And when I say kill, I mean like he's had 490 points to my 220 points, things like that. I mean, it's not even close. It's so sad. He is really good at Words with Friends. If you're looking for someone to play with Words with Friends with, play with Big Fatty. So, yeah. All right, well, that's all I have for today. So, hope your week is going well, and I don't know that I'll be podcasting the rest of this week or not. We'll see. So, anyway, until next time, bye.